Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, looking at the fifth Mishnah in this, the first Perek, and continuing on with our theme of what we are calling theories, or sets, that cover a gamut, but each set has a component which is not at all shared with the other. We had Malika and Shechita, and now we have Kasher B'Torin Pasul B'Neona, Kasher B'Neona, Pasul B'Torin. Torin are the older kind of pigeons that are brought, or doves that are brought, and B'Nei, we'll see how young, how old. And Tchilat HaTzihuv B'Zeh B'Zeh Pasul. When it first develops its yellow or gold plumage, then it is Pasul for both, because it is too old for B'Nei Onah and too young for Torin. Now, Tana Rabbanan, back up. Torin, G'dolim K'sherim K'tanim P'sulim. So in the species called Torin, the small ones, the young ones, are Pasul. B'nei Onah, in that species, K'tanim K'sherim G'dolim P'sulim. The opposite. Nimtza K'sher B'Torin Pasul B'nei Onah, K'sher B'nei Onah Pasul B'Torin. And that leads us to our setup in the Mishnah. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we have the following. Torim G'dolim K'tanim Shiachov Alodinhu. And this is what we processed earlier with Malika U'Shechita. Uma b'nei onah shelo k'shur b'gidulam k'shur b'ktanim. B'nei onah that are not okay when they're older are okay when they're younger. So torim shekhshur b'gdolim and odin shekhshur b'ktanim. So certainly torim, which are okay when they're older, should be okay when they're younger. What we basically see from b'nei onah is that younger is more acceptable. So where an older one works, certainly a younger one should work. Talmud Lomar, Torim. Therefore, the Torah says Torim. We'll have to see how that word gives us this information. G'dolim v'lo k'tanim. V'neonak t'anim v'lo g'dolim. And again, Sheyachov, v'lo dinu ma, Torim shelo k'shur b'k'tanim, k'shur b'k'dolim. Torim are only good when they're big. V'neonak shelo k'shur b'k'tanim, odin shelo k'shur b'k'dolim. So obviously, g'dolim are more common. So something that is okay when it's katan should certainly be okay when it's gadol. Talmud Lomar, b'nei onah. Therefore, the Torah calls them b'nei onah. Tanim v'lo gdolim. So my Talmud, how did you get that result from those words? Amarava says as follows. Lo mishtamid krav, v'lichtov min b'nei ha-torim b'nei ha-yonah, omin ha-yonah. The Torah didn't have to write min ha-torim omin b'nei ha-yonah. It could have written the opposite. And Ema, then I would have thought, b'nei onah l'chatav b'hu rachmana b'nei. Why does it say b'nei? Tanim in gdolim lo. And so that's what the essential limud is. So now, why don't I argue that b'nei onah is there to tell me that among that group it has to be young? Torim doesn't say older; it just says torim. Ibaik dolim like the ibaik tanim like that. I could bring either young or old. I would think that the answer is dumi the b'nei onah. Torim b'nei onah are set up as symmetrical. Ma b'nei onah tanim ingolim lo. B'nei onah I know have to be young because b'nei. So Torim Golim Ink Tanim Lo. So therefore I know Torim also have to be of a specific age, which is not young. Okay. Tanar Rabban Yachol, you call out Torim, you call B'nei Onah K'sherim. Now, this is going in a little bit slightly different direction. That means I would think that all of Torim or B'nei Onah, if they're the right age, would be valid, meaning that there is a continuum, and at a particular age, B'nei Onah, B'nei Onah, B'nei Onah, B'nei Onah, you get to a particular age, and from that on Torim are okay, or particular development. Talmud Lomar, min ha-torim, v'lo kol ha-torim, min b'nei onah, v'lo kol b'nei onah. The min, in front of each word or phrase, tells you that it is not all-inclusive. Only some of them are included, and that's how we had in the beginning of Torat Kohanim, min ha-beima, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, each of them excludes something. So now, what is that excluding? Prat l'tchilat ha-tzihuv shebazeh v'shebazeh shepasul. And when it first develops its yellow plumage, which is at around 5 or 6 months or something like that, then it is pasul. But for both of them. Now, Meimata Torim Ksherim. So when are Torim valid? When can they be brought? Mishiyaz Hivu, when they go yellow or gold. Meimata B'nei Onah Psulin, when are B'nei Onah no good? Mishiyaz Hivu, when they go yellow. Now, Tani Yaakov Korcha, Meimata B'nei Onah Ksherim. Let's ask on the other side of the parametric question, which is, when are B'nei Onah valid? How early are they valid? Mishiyaz Lalu. We'll see what that means. Hutani Vahu Amarle, he quoted it, and then he explained it from the Pasuk in Yov, Efrocham Ya'alalu Dam, which means they give out blood. What does it mean? Emat Amarbayim Iki Shamit Gad Famine Va'ati Dama. If you pull out a feather and blood comes, evidently feathers just are not accessible at a very young age. There's a point at which they are maybe a few days, a few weeks old. You pull out a feather and it'll draw blood. That's when they're old enough to be brought. These are the younger ones. By Rabbi Zera. Now, Rabbi Zera asks a question. He's going to ask two more like it, but the first one's on our point. He committed to bring one bird, and he said it'll be either Torim or Bnei Onah. I can bring either one. He brought two birds, and both of them, one is a Tor, and it was just starting to go yellow, and one is Bnei Onah, and it already started going yellow, which means that each one independently would be no good. Question is, he committed to bring one, and it could be either one. Mahu. And here are the two suggestions. Sfeikav ivinafik, do we say that the yellowish period is a safek, which is why alone it can't be brought? But in this case, Yotze, because Mimanavshach. If the beginning of the yellow is still immature, then the Bnei Onah are fine. If it's already mature, then the Torah is already ready. Or perhaps we will say that that period of the yellow, beginning of the yellow plumage, is a separate category. It's not a safek of young or old. It's middle. It's adolescent. So let's see. Amarava Toshma, Pratat Chalatatsu, Shabazeva Shabazesh Basul. Rava says that we just learned in a Braita that Chalatatsiyuv, when it first starts going yellow, is inferred from the pasuk min bnei onim bnei minatorim. If you agree that that period is a sweet generous period with its defined shapir, if you say it's just a safek young or old, we don't have sukim that are there in order to eliminate a safek. The Torah doesn't address sfekot. So, if the Torah is eliminating that yellow period, it must be the yellow period is really a separate, independent period. The answer is that you're wrong. That Braita really is not the essential Braita. And is not there to exclude the yellow period, but rather it's there to exclude if an animal was used for sexual deviation or it was worshipped. Now, why would I need that? After all, I've invalidated any animal like that from the Mizbeach. The answer is, the anchoring pasuk about mumim is this one. It says they're mushchat, they're destroyed. We had this already earlier in Kodashim. Anywhere we have the phrase hashchata, it refers to licentiousness and avodah zarah. Dvar erva, how do we prove it? Ki shchit ko basar tako ala aretz, that all manner of flesh were loose with each other. That's before the Mabul. In the warning in Parshat Vatchanan, it says, be careful not to destroy and make Avodah Zarah. Alright, destroy meaning destroy your path and make Avodah Zarah. Now, therefore, I would think that Kol Shamum Poselbo, anything where Mum is an issue, so then Avodah Zarah and Erva will be a problem because they are all derived from Moshchatam, which is a pasuk about Mumim. V'choshen Mum Poselbo, but anything where Mumim is not an issue, like let's say with Chulin, ain't Devar Erva Avodah Kochav Poselbo, and therefore V'hani Ofot Huil V'lo Pasil Bahu Muma. After all, there is no limitation of Mum or exclusion of Mum when it comes to birds. Damar Mar Tamud V'Zachut Pebeima. The issue of being male and the issue of being Tamim without a mum only applies to mammals. Does not apply to avians. So perhaps even if a bird was worshipped or used for deviant purpose, it could still be a korban. So kamash malan. Therefore, the pasuk says minatorim to say nirba v'nevad are out. Okay. So therefore, Abizera's question, which is what if you brought something in the middle, has now not been answered. Because we don't have a drasha which indicates the Torah addresses that middle period as an inherently essential period, it could still be a safek, in which case you'd be yotze. Second question, which is parallel, by Rabbi Zera, Omer haray olat behema min ha'ayil o min ha'keves. A guy commits to bring an olah, and he says, I'll bring it from the rams or the lambs. Now remember, a lamb is till 1 year old, a ram is from 13 months on. The 13th month, it's called a palges, a middle guy. Vevi palges, he brought a palges. Mahu, is he yotze? Because he said it'll be either an ayil or a keves, and this one is, well, whatever the safek of the 13th month is, it's it. So I'll leave it, Rabbi Yochanan, lo tibar ilach. I'm not asking according to Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Zeira, because I know Rabbi Yochanan would say this is no good. Demar bria have, he says the 13th month is a separate unit. The Tanan, how do I know? He krivo, if you brought a palges, if you committed to bring an olah, and you brought a palges, you bring the nesachim for an ayil, and it doesn't count for your korban. If you're Rabbi Yochanan, why is that? Ola ayil, in the parsha of Nesachim, it says ola ayil, the rabotata palges, which means the Torah recognizes that palges is a separate, recognized, defined category, and it's extending the rules of Nischei Ayil, which is two estronim, four lugim, and four lugim of wine, to include for the palges. So Koran B'Yochanan, certainly bring a palges, is not a safek, kev, a safek ayil, you're not, you don't say anything. Kitiboy lachalibit of Barpada. I'm only asking according to Barpada. Because what's Barpada's approach? To Amar Maiti Umatni. He says that when you bring this palges, what do? You make a tanai, you bring the nischei ayil, they are not essential to the korban. They may not be all necessary, and you make a tanai and say, if this animal is an ayil, this is all the nesachim. And if, on the other hand, this animal is considered a keves, then the extra esaron and the extra lug, etc., are all nedava. So now, corner our pot of miyam and I will keves matnebriyalo matne. So the fact that you can make a tanai means that it must be an ayil or a keves, and there's no third possibility because you can't make a tanai like that. Or maybe Barpada says I'm making a tanai because it may also be a bria, maybe an ayil, maybe a keves, maybe something else. In which case, by the way, you would say d'amar ibria ve'lavi kula nedava. If this is a bria, which means there is no are no nesachim for this category, then all the nesachim are nedava. So teiku. The answer to Zera's question is unclear. By Rabbi Zera, third and final question in the series. So remember, the lachmei todah, 40 loaves, 10 loaves are chametz, the other 30 are matzah. And so if you said, I'm going to bring a set of 10 from chametz or matzah, and you brought si'ur, which is like a starter bread, which means this dough is starting to go chametz. Mahu. This again is splitting the middle. Now here they've got a different problem because we have a famous machloket or meir of Yehuda, which is anchored in Masachah Pesachim, about at what point does dough become chametz? Siur deman, is siur de Reb Meir, is if it's Reb Meir's siur, which is early in the process when the dough starts to blanch. So the Rabbi Yehuda, matzah malaita, Rabbi Yehuda would say, that's matzah. That's nothing yet. Till it starts to bubble, it's nothing. So he wouldn't ask the question, he would say, you brought matzah. Eid Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda's state, which is much later when it starts to bubble, the Reb Meir chametz, Reb Meir would say, that's absolutely chametz, you brought chametz. Eid Reb Meir, the Reb Meir, if it's Reb Meir's status, which is when it blanches, L'Reb Meir, what does he say? Midolaki ale, you get makot for that on Pesach. So therefore, chametzu, it's obviously full chametz. So now, who are we asking according? There's only one possibility left of this matrix. Reb Yehuda, L'Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, who says when it starts to bubble, it's now in the category of middle ground, my. Sfeika have, do we say that Reb Yehuda regards that period, that status, as a safek? And therefore, you've brought matzah or chametz. Odilma briahi. Maybe that period is a new period, an adolescence, if you will. Velo nafik. And you're not yotzei because you said matzah or chametz, but not this. The only problem is the whole question doesn't start. Because if you commit to bring lachmei todah, you have to bring the korban todah and all 40 loaves. So the minute you made this obligation, these 10 are not sufficient anyways. And you're chayv to bring all 40 loaves and the animal. He doesn't know if these 10, even if we say that mimonav shach they're okay, you don't know which you brought. Are these chametz and I have to bring 30 matzah? Imatzahu, or is this matzah to let the chametz? I have to bring another 20 matzah and then the chametz. So lo tzricha damari alai chalal liftor tadato shel ploni. The case must be where he said, my friend brought a korban todah, I'm going to bring some of the breads for that. Well, that doesn't help, because but the buddy still doesn't know, is this chametz, in which case he has to bring the matzah, or is this the matzah, and he has to bring the chametz? The answer is, he didn't say, I'm bringing it to exempt him from the breads, but he simply made a neder to bring loaves in association with another fellow's korban, which gets us out of Rav Huna's problem, which is he's now not chayiv in the whole korban, and he said, I'm going to bring you matzah or chametz. Do we say that this thing is a safek, which means v'imanav shach is yotzei, or do we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this status of starting to bubble is a bria v'finatzman, is not yotzei, and the answer, again, is teku. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll continue with this series of Mishnayot in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.